Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And one cooler.
Can we all agree that we may not know what's going on, but this mayor sure as hell has no clue what she's talking about?
Oh, I'm tired of everyone's baloney.
Right. Me too.
Well, who's giving her the baloney?
Who ran against her?
I don't know, Leo Curtis. Gets. I
mean, yeah. Spicer. Probably Spicer.
I like Mayor Spicer in Framingham.
I do too.
For the real story, always speak to Spicer.
Holy cow, this woman looks exactly as you may expect.
Oh, easy, cow. Curtis.
What does that mean,
easy.
Curtis?
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Just move on. Move along.
Yep. Very
not the droids
nice,
you're looking for.
Person.
Come on, Curtis.
Not great, Bob.
Here's a nine,
breakfast sandwich.
Here's a 978 text directed at the WHO. Mm-hmm. The dentist, you mean the people who are in masks and gowns all day? Yes.
Yes.
That's not
and face
safe.
Face shields.
It's not safe to go see them.
Face shields.
Yes.
Not safe to go see the dentist for several months.
So what are we going to do when Trigger. We have massive outbreaks of
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston, a radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's summer clearance event. Get your new 2020 Jeep Renegade today.
Of everyone's baloney. If you want to go on the ocean, respect it. Just because it's open doesn't mean it's all yours. I don't know what I can do anymore except to tell people, you know what? I don't care. When did this disease become politics?
Everything seems to be wrong. Newspaper mansion, cheap airfare.
Shut it down. Shut down the boat drinks. There should be nobody on their boat in Gloucester any longer.
Well, she's obviously talking to you, Greg. Every single afternoon, you're on a new effing boat on Instagram.
You know why?
That's true.
Because it's the only place you can be free in this country is on a boat on the ocean.
No, you're shackled in your $7,000 a month crash pad in downtown.
I can't. $6,500, Curtis.
It's not that much, Curtis.
They took off $500 for the Peloton use.
I got a deal.
You've got a deal.
I know you did.
They'll never take our freedom.
I mean, honestly. So, what are you? So, if you have a boat, you're not supposed to go on it because
it's just
the,
you. You can go on it by
just
yourself.
Just you by That's yourself.
It. Yeah.
You can
have the skipper, but not Gilligan.
I mean, so I'm not allowed to go on the SS Echo Store anymore?
No, you're not allowed to take arm-in-arm selfies with John Dooley.
I'm not allowed to go on the SS J. Kalman anymore?
Nope. For boating. Dunsky.
No fun left anywhere.
Let me take out a kayak.
Oh, yeah. Can you see him with a
kayak?
Get
a little exercise.
I would pay to see that.
I would love to see a race on a kayak between Greg and the mayor of Gloucester.
I'd love to see him get into a kayak.
I feel like I would be one of those. I feel like I would be one of those people who would flip over and would be unable to write themselves.
Yes. Right. Yeah. It happened to Tom Brady once.
I took lessons on that. It's very hard. The hips got to be really flexible.
Hips don't lie.
At the peak of my obesity and hamburgerness, I went to Newton on a kayak. And I capsized like four times, and like six people had to pull me to the dock.
I'm sure you did.
Wait, I can't get him. It just doesn't move.
Don't have the power.
The gin's weighing him down.
Captain.
Ken, you took kayak lessons?
Yeah, whitewater kayak lessons.
Did you get that on Groupon?
It was great.
Yeah, was that a Groupon?
Oh, it was fun, but it's very hard.
Maybe you could
How much did that cost?
A couple $100. I don't know.
Maybe instead of kayaking, you could go hiking. I don't know if you've seen the video from the bro hikers that witnessed the avalanche or the earthquake that toppled a spire on top of a very popular climbing mountain in Idaho.
No.
Oh, it's great. Great sound.
Well, hiking has become, I think, a big activity along with rollerblading during the quarantine.
Yeah, that came back.
Yeah, yeah.
But these guys were out in Idaho and they were hiking and they just come down this trail and there's this spire at the top of the mountain that's called Smoothie. It's a legendary spire. And I guess it was a 4.2 magnitude earthquake. So these guys saw it and they had literally just come off that trail. They're like, holy hell, bro, we could have died.
Yeah.
But they're kind of giving a little live commentary about the rocks as they fall.
I love the live comment. Do we have the audio?
Yeah.
All right.
Holy shit.
Jelly bean rock.
Dude, that's
dude, really the rock is Smoothie's gone up the top. Smoothie's gone. Smoothie came down! Smoothie is gone!
The one that we're
going to
climb tomorrow?
Smoothie is gone!
Crap. Was that? Oh my God.
That's Smoothie! Smoothie is gone! Oh! Smoothie is gone! You guys still climbing tomorrow? Hey, can I climb with you guys tomorrow? We still climbing tomorrow?
Holy crap. Dude.
Oh my gosh.
And Jamie goes,
my heavens to Betsy.
Oh my heavens to Betsy.
That was the sequel I have needed to Double Rainbow for years.
Mm-hmm. And Moose Soup. It was if we could get those people with Moose Soup Lady, Joni, I think that was her name. It would be amazing.
Oh, here's somebody who is...
you guys come down here after. I got Moose Soup and everything.
Oh, I love her. Oh, my God, I love her.
Oh, Moose Soup Lady?
Moose Soup, she's amazing.
We had her on the show, actually.
You did?
Yeah, on the old show.
Please
yeah,
tell me she cut some liners.
I think she did.
I think she did.
Yeah, I think she did.
You're listening to the Greg Hill Show. Yeah. Moose Soup for everyone. Yeah.
Yeah! Idaho, wow.
Here's a text from somebody who is a part of the Verboten Flotilla.
Yes.
In Gloucester every weekend. And they are asking whether we confirmed that the UV rays kill the virus.
Ooh.
And wouldn't it be safer to be on a boat in a flotilla with
the UV?
Because of the UV?
Not if you have sunscreen on.
I mean, I would assume I would assume being outside on a boat with the wind blowing through your hair would be the safest place to be.
And alcohol kills viruses.
Yes,
Christopher Cross playing in the background.
Of course,
he's recovering from COVID.
I'm tired of everyone's baloney.
Yeah, me too.
Don't look to be tired of the baloney.
Greg was like, "I'd like charcuterie instead."
All right, Curtis.
Listen, Curtis, you might be onto something. Texter says Greg versus the mayor of Gloucester in a kayak race for charity.
We can have Castig call it, get it sponsored.
Can you believe it?
Let's do it.
I'm all for it.
Both need wetsuits. You know, you can fit into your wetsuit.
All right. I am in. White t-shirt. I'm going to wear the white t-shirt.
Oh, there my God. No. Talk about intimidating. That's like with Tigers Red on Sunday.
Do y'all remember when we were heading to the ballpark that morning? There was like this shared look in the parking lot as we were like ambling up the stairs. I think between all of us, like, what is Greg wearing?
Well, you know, it used to fit. I mean,
you were wearing like this. Like, it wasn't like you were wearing like one of those, like when Tom Brady wears like a white T-shirt.
He can get away with it.
No, you know it's also like a rag and bone or like some T-shirt where it's like, that costs $95. Yeah. You were wearing like
You took like a Hanes bar rag t-shirt. And jammed it in your Louis Vuitton bag.
It was a polo, thank you very much.
How old was it?
I don't know how old it was. I'm frugal.
Dingy, cheap. Get some bleach, guy.
I don't waste a lot of money on clothing.
Obviously.
I mean, I wear things till they're worn through.
Even when they're free.
Yeah, frugal.
Cheap.
Like, I'll figure out with that.
I had no idea it was invite the guy who scrapes the barnacles off your boat to conduct interviews day. Oh, what a try.
I love this photo. I could look at it for days.
You know, honestly.
The thing is,
I miss
he didn't
traveling
look
too.
That bad in person.
No.
I don't think he looked as rippled in person.
Danielle, thank you.
I really don't because when I saw the photo, I was like, well, first of all, bad angle. Second of all, he looked much more wrinkled in the photo than he did in person.
Mm-hmm. The best was throughout that entire show, Greg had no idea because he wasn't on Twitter at that moment. And so we're all laughing and the show ends and then Greg sees me at the hotel.
He's like, what?
What the hell was
Curtis?
That?
Curtis, that picture, I look horrible.
You Neanderthal.
I'm tired of everyone's baloney.
That's it.
I'm tired of your baloney.
I guarantee that makes the opening from now on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, between that and I have been drinking.
I have been drinking.
The best is the fly, the zipper zipped, but it's like open for no reason.
Faulty zipper.
And you look so happy.
Smoothie is gone!
Well, because we had just eaten at two meatballs in the kitchen or wherever it was the night before and had a tremendous supper together.
Nick, are you in the middle of an industrial park? Where is this brewery?
It was an excellent brewery.
God, I thought we were all going to die.
Excellent beer.
Hey, I'm going to take the car for the afternoon. You're good, right? You can Uber.
It was the Aaron Hernandez Memorial Industrial Park.
Well, Nick wanted to visit every brewery in Florida while we were there. And
why not drink fresh?
That's fine.
I support local businesses.
I think that's fine. As long as you weren't doing it on a boat or something like that during a pandemic, then...
And
he left his credit card at the Fort Myers 7-Eleven.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Oh, because... Dr. Hammer Pants, when I did my stanky leg into the 7-Eleven.
You should have seen the look of disbelief on his face because we were talking about it. He's like, Danielle, I have no clue where I left my credit card. I'm like, is it possible you forgot it at the 7-Eleven? And then, like, it registered, and he was like,
I wish I had taken a picture of Nick's checkout items at the 7-Eleven that night.
Curtis,
you
know what the best thing was? After I went to that 7-Eleven and picked up a six-pack Cheetos and whatever else, Danielle and I decided to go to the pool, hang out, have a Miller Lite, and rip a couple of heaters.
I was sharing them with the lady next door to me. It was an old woman. I was like, just blow the compliments in my face.
But I have to commend you that even in that drunken state, you did get a 20-ounce bottle of water because you knew you needed that before.
Hydrate, baby. You got to hydrate.
That's right.
That's smart.
Well, it's because of Tom Brady.
And he told the checkout.
TB12. 100%.
He told the checkout guy at the 7-Eleven that he was pliable. He had no idea what he was talking about.
Well, obviously, I had an idea that pliability was going to help pre-pandemic. I mean, if Brady says being pliable and taking Protect and zippity-doo-dah in the names of all of his other fancy elderberry syrups, then obviously I want to be on that same ship.
I love how Fake Take Laird tried to create a controversy over Cam Newton's Instagram post earlier.
What?
That was great.
You don't read into that?
No, I don't read into that, no.
He says, I'm not, what's the George Strait line,
Daniel? A song lyric? I'm not here for a long time, I'm here for a good time.
Well, why would you cite that particular song lyric if you're planning on staying for multi years?
He doesn't know. It's a business trip, buddy.
He's like, hey, you know what? I'm here for now, and this is what I'm focused on this year, this season.
Oh, come on. That's an obvious message.
Why must we look for controversy in every single thing that happens?
It's not even controversy. It's just a
GD social media post with a weird font.
It's an honest admission. I wish Brady were as honest. You would agree with me last year that he was gone.
So his honest admission is that he's just here for one season.
Well, you said yourself he's not going to get paid here what he thinks he should be paid, or I don't
think he may not.
Said that.
He may not. I mean, do you expect that if, let's say that, you know, the unthinkable happens for Curtis, and this Patriots team advances well into the playoffs, do you think Bill Belichick is going to pay him $20 million next year?
Well, forget about that. If they're 3-1, 4-1, and he's looking good, you sign him then. You give him, I don't know how much it'll take, $15 million up front and say, hey, 2-3-year deal. Money in hand. Forget about this long-term mega contract. Get it now. Bonus up front. We've got cap room.
But I like the fact that he's not assuming that it's a done deal and he's going to be your quarterback for the next 5 years. I like the fact that he's playing one season
for glory.
But you don't think that early on in the season, as Ken was just alluding to, if they're 6-2 and he's throwing the ball great and he's got 15 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, the team's 6-2, he's going to want the money right then.
And maybe they'll give it to him right then.
They won't.
Why not? Because a starting commodity, as they just realized, is a pretty rare, that if they're able to go from Brady to Cam Newton and he's still got it, that's unthinkable. That's unheard of. They didn't even have to bother, you know, sucking for luck and going through the Curtis Painter season. It would be unthinkable. I think Belichick's smart enough to realize that while they might like Stidham, if Cam Newton is playing at near MVP levels, pay the man his money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why not?
But this could be the first sign he's disgruntled or gruntled with his contract.
Oh, man. Put that.
I'm serious. He could be shaking the trees here a little bit. Hey.
Ken's not wrong. It's clearly on his mind.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Welcome to Boston.
Based on a song lyric? Oh,
okay. It's a George Strait song. How about a far reach for that one? Well, woke fishing there. Or is that MAGA fishing? I don't know.
No, it's contract fishing.
Is George Strait a band or a guy?
Is George Strait a bar masquerading as a restaurant?
I love listening to country music.
You are listening to the new Country 93.7, Austin's new home for George Strait fans.
By the way, breaking news, Wiki is getting a George Strait tattoo later today.
When are we going country? I thought that was within the first year that this show was on.
Now it's within the second year.
Oh, it's in the second year? Okay.
Well, your guy too? Leo Getz was listening to country music on that Facebook page. I'm
just
serious.
Wait.
The picture he posted.
Didn't it throw you off?
It threw me way off.
It threw you off, right? Mm-hmm. All right. We have got to get to Ken and what is trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event is going on right now. Find your new Subaru and your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. My column seems to be doing okay. I've kind of hit a rut of like steady, okay columns. I don't think I've had any blockbusters lately. Mm-hmm. So
sounds like a you problem.
It might be a me problem. But I like this one. Cam or Edelman, who's got more to prove? I think there is some debate here.
No.
Well, no. I mean, Edelman has the catch. Mm-hmm. And Edelman has how many rings?
Three
rings.
Okay, true or false? He's viewed as a system receiver. He's viewed as Brady made me. I can't succeed without Tom.
I don't look at Julian Edelman and say that Tom Brady made him. I look at the two of them as a great tandem. But I look at him as a guy that when you need 5 yards, when you need 10 yards, that you can count on the guy. I mean, he had some issues last year, but I think they were, you know, he coughed up the ball in that Baltimore game. But
and a big drop against the Titans.
Yeah,
but that was injury
related. I mean, the guy has played through every possible injury.
He couldn't raise his right arm over his helmet, for God's sake.
In the Titans game?
Yeah, it was a bad drop. That could have cost them the game. Yes, I'm sure he'd be the first.
But he was hurt. Cost them the dynasty.
What are you talking about? He was hurt at the end of that season. He was playing with, like, broken ribs or something. He had a flak jacket
on. He had three injuries.
Can we stop this discussion for 1 second and understand why Ken took kayak lessons? Why would you pay for kayak lessons?
Why? You think you just get in a kayak and
you gotta know what to do, Curtis. You gotta have kayak safety.
Okay, more to the point. Yes, bad drop by Edelman. Yes, he was very injured last season. He had three separate injuries. It wasn't just one. He was injured all up and down his body. He does have a lot to prove this season, Ken, because he does want to be the team leader. He does want to be a star. And yes, he does want to prove to people that he's more than just a guy that was made by Brady.
Thank
so it's
you.
A big year for him. However,
it's bigger for Cam Newton.
No one has more to prove than a quarterback who was the face of the NFL 5 years ago
got
kicked to the curb this offseason guy.
If Cam retires tomorrow, he's forever viewed as a mold breaker, a guy 6'5", national champion, NFL MVP. His legacy is set. He's viewed as a, you know, short window maybe, but one of the greats of all time.
No.
We've never seen anybody like Cam. Edelman retires tomorrow, and it's like, oh, Brady made him. It was just another welcome.
Edelman has won 3 Super Bowls. Cam Newton has not won one. He's been to one.
Different argument.
Okay.
That's part of the Brady-Belichick system. They were part of the machine. Do you think Brady made Welker, Fitzy?
No. And I've had that argument with Wiggy and others, and I don't believe it. I don't believe that Wes Welker was never going to be much more than a 50-catch guy who would flame out in a couple of years in Miami. The talent was there, and it was made better by catching passes from Brady and being in the Patriot system. But Welker was bound and determined to be something, and he picked the right place to do it.
Was Randy Moss made better by Brady, or did Randy Moss make Brady better?
It's a tough one. Brady made Moss elite here. And he was floundering before he came here. Wouldn't you say that? I mean, his career was in rough shape.
I wouldn't say he was floundering. I mean, he had some issues off the field.
Yes. But he didn't give a crap about catching passes from Bag of Bones, Kerry Collins in Oakland. That was a disaster of a situation.
In the 2006 season, before signing with the Patriots, he had 3 touchdown catches. Oh. The next year, somehow, he had 23.
And then he stabbed Brady in the back multiple times the last couple months. That is something. He has really thrown Brady under the bus. As did, by the way, Matt Light yesterday. Oh, what a knife to Brady's back. He picks Belichick over Brady? It was a good follow-up by Curtis.
That was a great question. The guy over at the Globe didn't like your follow-up.
I mean, my prayer is that today or someday I get the approval of one Hayden Bird.
Oh. That's Hayden Bird the 3rd?
Yes. Yes. He's a rich kid who went to Wheaton, which means he's really dumb.
All right, 11 a.m. Bruins hockey, just as you expected on August the 12th, a cup game, first of the cup playoffs. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it, though. Breakfast with the Bruins.
Yeah, they better come out physical, and they better win this game.
Well, I don't think it's a must-win. It's a wacky schedule.
I think it is based on the way you played in the round robin.
Yep.
Oh. If you're all gonna say that didn't matter, and that essentially you weren't worried about seeding, then I think you'd better come out as the Bruins team that you saw prior to the pandemic.
Can I get a little something from the first line?
Can
I get a little something from the first line today, please?
Yeah, yes,
please.
Yes, we need some offense from them. Not one assist in 4 games.
Celtics beat the Grizz 122-107. 4 straight win. They'll do it tomorrow with the Washington Wizards, and that's the last game of the regular season. And then,
by the way, that goaltender last night for the Blue Jackets, that was an NHL record, right? How many shots was that?
87 saves or something?
Yes.
That's incredible.
That's amazing.
That is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And they passed on Bobrovsky, who signed this mega deal with the Panthers, and this guy's coming in and stopping 88 in his first playoff game. It's great stuff. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, you've done it now, Ken Jong-un. You have enraged the listeners with what one is calling the top 10 dumbest take ever in the history of radio.
Wow.
What, the Edelman take?
Yeah, that Edelman has something to prove and has more to prove than Cam Newton has to prove this season.
God, we tear Wes Welker apart. I mean, Fitzy, I guess, defended it, but Wiggy does. Says he's made by Brady. Welker has more impressive numbers in the regular season than Edelman does.
Is that the same Wiggy who said that Lamar Jackson wouldn't turn out to be much and Mahomes wasn't going to win the Super Bowl last year because Brady was going to go and also stay in New England? Because he's right all the time.
Same one.
Same one. Okay, yeah, just checking.
Same one.
Asking for
cut
a lot
tension
of friends.
With a knife there.
Plus,
with you two.
I got a DM from my buddy Alan Siegel, former radio legend in this town.
Who?
Oh,
right, still a radio legend.
Who?
What do you mean? Who?
Alan Siegel? Who's that?
Oh, God.
Related, BZ morning.
Is he related to Matt Siegel? I know Matty.
He's a less rated brother.
Okay.
Well written column on Julian Edelman, hits all the right points. Great foundation for a more in depth discussion. I appreciate that.
Is he column. Like your mentor or something?
We're buddies, Northeastern ties.
Cooper Manning.
Husky play by play.
You Husky buddies?
Yeah.
This is Alan Siegel. This is the Alan Siegel.
Is that a phrase?
It's a hashtag on a website that I don't know you want to go down that wormhole.
Hashtag Husky Buddies.
Does that have to do with Gloucester?
A lot of baloney.
Now, who's tired of whose baloney?
I can't. People's airwaves. I'll get in trouble.
What, Husky Buddies?
I can't answer that.
I can't imagine this. Wasn't that a show? Like,
that wasn't baloney.
In the 80s on ABC, like, today on Husky Buddies. Ken and Alan have an after-school to room.
No. It was like the Degrassi Junior High version of Bosom Buddies.
Got it.
Husky Buddies is also known as our real post-game show.
You used to be able, when I was a kid in the 1920s, yes. In the roaring 20s, mm-hmm. Used to be able to get your pants in the Husky size.
The yeah. Tough skins and yes. The Husky?
Yeah, the tough skins yeah. And the Husky size.
All right, hop in the family DeSoto. We're going to go down to the haberdashery and get some Husky pants for Gregory.
Hop in the rumble seat.
The Woolworths.
Mm-hmm. The Woolworths.
The Caldors.
That's right. Get an egg cream and a cigarette.
Greg loved to go get his pants at the Woolworths because it meant he could go buy some records.
That is correct. I used to buy my 45 records there at Woolworths and Maynard.
For your
fake radio
station?
Do you remember the first record you bought?
The first record I bought.
How old are you?
A million.
What?
Oh, careful.
Woolworths was a legendary department store. Yeah. It was open for well into the 80s.
I didn't have a Woolworths in Dover.
You didn't?
No.
We had one in East G.
If it happened before Curtis, watch out.
It didn't happen. The first record that I believe I purchased was the Sean Cassidy album.
Right,
remember Sean Cassidy from the Hardy Boys series?
That guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, not David Cassidy.
Oh, excuse me.
Sean Cassidy.
That was the first album you bought?
Yes.
Could have been David because David hated Greg.
Is this an Upstairs Joe segment idea?
What, the first record purchased? Yes. We're going to have a mystery guest on in 15 minutes.
I can't wait till Upstairs Joe comes in a snazzy shirt and says, "Ha, Ken, you think you're funny, huh?"
Yeah, I'm going to get ripped for that.
Yes, you are.
He's probably not even in. He plays an awful lot of golf these days.
Well, oh, I mean,
well, listen, if you had 7 minutes of work to stretch out over 9 hours, you would too. I love that man like a father, but I really like, if anyone has ever deserved the Office Space treatment, what would you say
you do here?
Oh, there he is.
He's
like Beetlejuice.
There he is.
Upstairs Joe.
And he's wearing exactly the shirt I thought he'd have on. What a day. What a time to be alive.
My day is made.
God, that was a huge payoff.
Oh,
my endorphin.
Well, now
rush.
I know why we have the cameras.
Let's wrap it up.
I thought the Gloucester mayor came in for a second.
You know who's tired of everyone's you know who's tired of everyone's baloney?
Upstairs Joe.
Yeah, he's tired. Yeah. He'll tolerate none of it.
I love it.
978 text. Did Ken just say that Brady made Moss better? Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, and so did Curtis.
Curtis thoroughly believes
that.
You don't believe that? You don't believe Brady saved Moss's career?
It was the Brady power up.
Saved his career?
Look at Curtis, one
of the all time great receivers.
Okay, and he had a great second act because of Brady.
He was floundering in a miserable situation. Do you know who saved him? Bill Belichick did.
Okay,
because he went and got him for a fleeced the Raiders and then brought him to New England, and then everything came together. McDaniels, Brady, Stallworth, Welker, everything.
Why was he in a miserable situation?
Terrible coach, terrible quarterback, terrible
owner.
None
of it was Moss's fault.
No.
It was his own doing.
He dum-dummed his way out of town for money the same way Antonio Brown did, except this time someone rescued the talented wide receiver and it worked out.
Yeah, and the quarterback helped a little bit, I would say.
I would say it definitely helped.
Well, yeah, the two of them together had the best offensive season in the history of football.
Okay.
But it wasn't just Tom Brady. Would you look at
the numbers the year before he came. Again, Curtis just laid it out perfectly.
Oh, and let's watch, if you wanted to, because you know nothing is better on radio than watching YouTube, but if you wanted to watch highlights of the 2007 season, Brady at times was just literally chucking it up, and Moss would outleap everybody. Like the game where he caught 4.5 touchdowns against Buffalo and also did, it, I think, 3 or 4 against Miami. Brady was just throwing it in the end zone, and Moss would just outleap everyone, and the Dolphins defenders would look at each other like, the hell am I supposed to do, guy? He's giant, and the ball's up there, and he goes, what are you supposed to do?
So you're saying either Randy Moss quit in Oakland.
That's correct.
Okay, so you think he quit, and then he just decided to play for Brady. It wasn't that he was made better by Brady.
No, he decided to play again because he was on a super good team.
His 3 years before he came here, 49 catches, 60 catches, 42 catches.
He, Yes.
Three mediocre seasons.
Wanted out of Minnesota, got paid and went to Oakland, hated it there, really phoned it in, and then came to New England and realized that he could turn it back on again.
And then after 2007, he really hated it here, mailed it in, and wanted to
No, actually, Tom Brady tore his ACL, and then in 2009, Brady wasn't quite the same, and Belichick couldn't get the team to perform. Then they took two tight ends. Then he was pissed that in the last year of his contract. I can go over all this. I've kind of paid attention to it for the last 20 years, but here, I'll just sip my tea.
I mean, are you telling me that any other receiver on that team makes that catch in the Atlanta game, the catch? I mean, Edelman, that ball.
That's an unbelievable catch. Totally okay, iconic.
That's on him, not on Tom Brady.
Right.
If you read the column, I praise him profusely for that and discuss what a difficult assessment it is to come to on Edelman. He's not a Hall of Fame receiver. You're calling him a system receiver.
You think he should be?
I think people will say like, oh, no All close. Pros, no Hall of Fame, you know, no Pro Bowls, but he's starting to compile a career worthy of the Hall of Fame. A great punt returner, a phenomenal wide receiver, three Super Bowls, a Super Bowl MVP, and the greatest catch in Super Bowl history.
Okay,
sorry,
is
David
Santonio
Tyree.
Holmes a Hall of Fame receiver because of one great catch to win a Super Bowl?
And he won a Super Bowl. Edelman has won three Super Bowls.
Okay, Brady won six. Okay,
he's going. I think he's going to the Hall of Fame.
That's the point. He's part of the system.
Oh, come on.
How many years was Julian Edelman the best receiver in football?
Best slot receiver in football?
Zero. He didn't make the Pro Bowl. I mean, that says it all.
I mean,
it's a massive slight. And the fact that he was number 101 on the NFL Top 100 for 2020 will be more fuel in the fire for him this year.
But you admit he's got a lot to prove, right?
Edelman?
Edelman has a lot to prove this season.
With what motivation? I mean, I think he's a fierce competitor who wants to prove that the team can win without Tom Brady.
Correct.
But I don't think he's sitting there saying, my legacy is in question. I really need to have a great season without Tom Brady. I mean, I think he's proven. Well, I mean, the guy made it to the NFL. He's tiny. Uh-huh. He made it to the NFL. He was a quarterback in college.
It's a great career. If he ends it now, he'll go down as a very good receiver.
He never had more than seven touchdown catches in a single year. He's not even close to a Hall of Famer. I mean, I love him, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
Is Gronk a product of Brady?
I would say in a similar way that Moss was a product of Brady. I think Gronk would be a great player. He'd be a Hall of Famer if he played somewhere else.
Okay,
just like Randy Moss would have been a Hall of Famer. But Randy Moss would have never had those heights without Brady. 23 touchdown catches in one season doesn't happen if he's not playing with Brady. And I don't think Brady throws 50 touchdown passes ever
without Randy Moss.
And how many touchdown passes did Randy Moss catch, let's see, his rookie year from Randall Cunningham and then at the peak of Dante Culpepper? It was either 99 or 2000. It was probably like 17 or 18.
17 was as high. He did it twice.
Okay. So he came pretty close to it and then went a few over when he was part of arguably the greatest offense of all time.
I don't think six is a few over. I think that's...
Okay, all right. Now, you're really going to get into the semantics and pedantics of a few versus...
seven touchdowns is the most catches for Edelman in any season in his career.
Yep.
Moss had six more touchdown catches with Brady than his season high.
Right, because he's a 6'5" giant wide receiver, and Edelman is a 5'10" former run-and-shoot quarterback turn punt returner turn slot receiver turn possible Hall of Famer.
Has there ever been a player in the Hall of Fame that didn't have a single Pro Bowl?
I don't know. Let's see if we summon Gil Brandt quick. get the Hall of Fame genie lamp
first
out.
First, you're an expert. Now you know nothing about football. You need Gil
Brandt. Hold on a second. You literally because I literally don't know a stat as deep down football holish as has there ever been anyone brought into the Hall of Fame who didn't make the Pro Bowl?
Probably Stallworth or Swan, one of the Steelers.
I'm sure one, two, or several players.
I mean Rizzuto.
But the pure essence of the Patriot way, Ken, is we don't care about the Hall of Fame. We don't care about individual accolades.
Okay, well, Patriots fans do. And you would admit, if Edelman has two great seasons with Cam Newton in a totally different system at age 34 and 35, that significantly boosts his Hall of Fame candidacy.
I will agree with that.
Then you're talking. So he's got something to prove.
Yeah. Yes, but he does have something to prove, but you're...
I didn't say he was a bum.
No, the column is about Cam Newton having less to prove than Julian Edelman.
Well, that's true.
It's not true. His whole entire career is on the line.
No, it's not.
Cam Newton.
No, it's not. He's already an MVP. He's already had 68 rushing touchdowns. He's the most prolific rushing quarterback, touchdown-wise, in NFL history. I mean, he broke a mold. Nobody has come into the league like Cam Newton. That is set in stone.
You know who he's got the most to prove to himself? That's really what it comes down to. I don't want to get all after school. I don't want to get all after school lesson-y on you. Mm-hmm.
Injury-wise, I mean, that he's healthy, I guess, but...
He wants to prove that he can come back. He wants to prove that he can compete at a high level, get another contract, and get back to where he was before. Right. You think Cam Newton wants to retire on that indelible image of him staring at the ball, the fumble in Super Bowl 50? No, he doesn't.
He doesn't want to. But
and by the way, he's also here for a good time. Not for a long time, but he's here for a good time.
Now, are we going to ask him if he's here for a good time or a long time when we finally speak to him?
I think we're getting, when it comes to Patriots Monday, which begins when? Is that this Monday?
Monday morning is your start of Patriots Monday this season.
And I believe we are getting the greatest scout team quarterback in NFL history, Brian Hoyer, as our guest on Monday. Is that
Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer.
Please let that be his intro.
Yes.
That has to be his intro. You got to play Cam's music, and then you got to play.
Can I just say, that drop began when I was hammered doing a podcast on the Dennis and Callahan show, and it has survived like every morning show in WEEI history.
It'll never die.
It remained relevant. Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer's been traded, come back.
By the way, surprisingly, so have you.
I will never, ever get tired of it. Ken, one more time.
No,
Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer.
The quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
All right. We have got to take a break, but speaking of here for a good time, I believe it's Mutt and Andy?
Andy Shart.
Okay. They're here for a good time because Dale is doing the Bruins game, so we'll be back with the crossover coming up next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
There he is, Ken, the great Sean Cassidy, and his cover of Da Do Run Run. Crossover brought to you by National Lumber. I can't believe you. Well, that's YouTube. I mean, you're able to find anything these days. Mm-hmm. The crossover is brought to you by National Lumber. Visit them at national.lumber.com. Andrew Hart is here. No Dale today.
Like it.
No Dale today.
No Dale today. He's working.
He's working.
It's weird. He's not working, but he's working.
He's work. What do you mean?
That's he's not weird. Working here. He's working he's elsewhere. Not,
well, that is the hermetically sealed Nesson studio.
Yes. Plexiglass.
Much safer than this studio.
Yes.
Of course. Because we don't have any super spreaders over there at Nesson, I would assume.
Right.
I would
not guess. Like you.
Yes. I'm an A-Simp super spreader. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe I have heard you refer on the air to being a Little League coach.
Pony League now. We've advanced in age, but yes.
Okay. Are you allowed fans? Because there's a big controversy in Natick.
We are.
Okay. Natick is only allowing one parent at a Little League game. Are you allowing both parents?
Yes.
Or in some cases,
Can dad bring his new girlfriend? Or
yes, like we have some of that. We have divorced parents where there are all kinds of family setups.
Okay. My dad also, did that all the time.
Also a boatload of children, which seems to be the bigger issue in our town. We're having the little Facebook complaints and people posting this and that. And it's more friends, kids. Group of eight kids came to see their couple friends play in this game, and they don't have masks on, and they're next to each other. And the hell am I supposed to do as a coach?
Nope. I don't think
just give the old bunt sign. Give the old bunt sign and you worry about your own issues
I would leave that to the Corona enforcement force if I were you. I wouldn't get involved.
And what's
in that.
The issue? We're outside.
Outside.
We're kids.
You're at a baseball field. There seems to be plenty of room to distance.
And the people who aren't distanced, guess what? They came in the same car and they will go to the same bed and do things that we're not going to talk about. Right? They're going to share certain things that aren't being shared while they watch the game, so I think we're okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know where you go Little League, but it's different than where I do it.
What? Your parents don't go home and celebrate victory?
Nope. Well, since one of them's dead, they can't.
Jeez.
I mean,
Christ. That's the comedian on the show.
Wow.
That was deadpan delivery.
Was that death-coded COVID?
Yes, it happened five years ago. 7 years prior, COVID-19.
That was good money in that.
Bingo. All right, so you and Mutt.
We're
talking a little
Dale
hockey.
Shook things up. It was supposed to be me and Dale. Mutt was in the afternoon. Now Mutt's in the midday. We're talking hockey.
Yeah.
Talking football. We're talking no football in the major conferences, and not exactly a barrel of laughs by Pete Thamel this morning, right? He seems to be going down the road.
No, he seems like he doesn't think there's going to be a season, or at least they're not going to get through it.
But. And I've kind of given up hope. Yesterday I had the little bit of hope of Scott Frost and those guys that we're just going to do whatever the hell we want. We're playing somebody some. Seems like a little wind has been sucked out of that.
I don't know. I mean, the question is whether anybody has the courage to forge on.
Nope.
You know, whether it's ACC or SEC or... I mean, whether or not they can, you know, avoid the noise and the complaining. And
I think the coaches do. I think some of the ADs do. And then they get in a bigger room with a nice long table and a lawyer sits at the other end. And as usual, the lawyer sucks the fun out of everything.
Aww. Yeah, but I mean, there's risk involved in playing football. I think you can argue that the risk is worse when it comes to concussions or other injuries than the COVID risk.
Far more people have gotten concussions and long-term health issues from football than they have from corona. That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's just pure fact.
Yeah.
And now we're making all these decisions based on 1% of 1% of 1%. And so we'll all be bored on Saturdays in the fall like we've been bored on Saturdays.
No, NFL football Saturdays.
Which is bad news for the NFL, I still say.
Why?
Because I think that people are going to realize, if you say we're going to have a Thursday night game, hell, maybe a Friday night game, two games on Saturday, three games on Saturday, people are going to realize, you know what? Not all that many good NFL games every week. I usually watch the Sunday night game. I usually watch my team. Some of these other games are pretty crappy.
Yeah, but you still want to watch them.
I don't think I will.
No?
I think I'll realize I'll watch the games I want to watch, which is the Patriots game and then the Sunday night game, or maybe the Tom Brady, whoever he's playing that week.
What else are you going to watch on Saturday?
I'm going to actually go out and do something, Chris. I'm going to live life. I'm going to go get on my boat. Yes, they will. Want to bet? Want to bet on that?
I would love to.
Per game basis, ratings will be down in the National Football League if they spread it out over 5 days or whatever.
I will bet that the NFL games on Saturday rate much better than the college football games last year did on Saturday.
Oh, no, but that's not my argument. I'm going on a per game basis whether people are less interested in the National Football League, the actual same product. And I think they will realize some of those games suck. Because anybody who's ever done the lame radio segment of, let's go around the NFL and pick the games this week, you go, Browns, Jags? That's a terrible game.
What are you
game.
Talking about? Jags, Bengals is what I'm here for.
And there's a million of those games every week that people just ignore because you know why? You watch the Red Zone channel and you see the three big plays from that game and are like, well, that was a fun game. No, it wasn't. It sucked.
But if I fill my life with what they advertise, like salty snacks and adult beverages, how could it be a bad time?
Well, if you get
Has the
poop-faced,
NFL,
it'll be fine.
This is probably a stupid question, but it's coming from me, so you probably expect it. Has the NFL avoided Friday night as a courtesy to high school football in general?
I think it's more than a courtesy.
Yeah.
I think there are some laws.
What is there some sort of congressional?
Yeah, there's something. I don't know how it
there
exactly.
There is?
Yes. It's more that you think
is
they're
a
courteous group. You think those 32 billionaires are just tip their cap. You high school kids have fun tonight. We would never put a game on that might make people watch.
But how?
Well, they did that with the World Series for many years and then finally just capitulated and said, no, we're not going to avoid putting a game against the World Series.
But how in the world did Congress get involved in that?
Probably somebody powerful from Texas.
Probably from Friday Night Lights, Booby Miles.
Yep.
He got it done.
The NFL has a monopoly. I mean, what do you mean? The government has let them just run rampant.
It's an antitrust thing, it
totally
looks like.
Yeah,
it
is?
Yeah, it's antitrust. I don't know exactly how all that works.
So how are they going to get around that when it comes to Saturdays?
Well, gee, that's where I think the issue is. What happens if a few colleges still play? Say the SEC says we're playing. Is that enough to keep the NFL completely off of Saturdays, or can they fill in wherever the SEC is not playing? That's where I think, because I think if all college football cancels, yes, there will be Saturday NFL. I think that's a fait accompli, as they say.
Well, I mean, there's some, you know, CBS has got the TV deal for SEC. So I'm sure that CBS would probably fight to keep that away from NFL competition.
But how about a doubleheader? You got Alabama, and then you got the Patriots, and the two greatest coaches ever on Saturday afternoon.
We just have them all play, bro.
Alabama they play versus each other.
The Patriots.
Because, you know, the Browns would lose to Alabama every year.
I have long maintained that you should take the worst team in the NFL and have them play the loser of the college football championship, and I guarantee you there are a lot of years where the loser of the college game would win.
I think you're out of your mind.
Ooh.
Well, maybe you guys can discuss next on Mutt and Heart.
I hope
Heart
not.
Mutt,
I hope
or
not.
Heart Guard.
We're talking about that in the third hour. It's going to be a tough one.
All right. Well, I got to get out of here. I don't want to tell Ken where I'm going, but I'm going to play in a golf tournament with a lot of people.
Oh, what's
boy.
A lot?
49, I would assume. Yeah. 49. What's the 11?
Magic stick.
Excuse the golf stick.
It's hey. 49 carts. So everybody has their own cart.
Oh,
it's not green.
No hot dog at the turn, which we know is. Do we know whether it's a sandwich or not? The hot dog.
It's not.
Andy, hot dog a sandwich or not?
No.
Definitely
no,
it's not.
No.
Cute. Taco ridiculous. A sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
It's a taco.
Okay. It's very simple. Know when you see it.
We got to go. Wiggy in here tomorrow morning. Thank you very much for listening.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.